This is Radio Romania International Broadcasting from Bucharest. Changemakers, stories of impact and inspiration. Welcome to Changemakers. I'm your usual host, Mihaela Ignatescu. December in Romania carries a particular historical gravity. It is the month when the grip of a totalitarian system, one that had dominated Romanian life for decades, finally began to break in 1989. 36 years later, the revolution remains a defining moment in recent Romanian history. Back then, there were voices that stood out, such as that of Doina Cornea, a dissident whose life intersected with the revolution, not as a dramatic leader on television, but as a relentless critic of dictatorship and an advocate for human rights long before the fall of communism. Stay tuned to learn more about this remarkable figure. Doina Cornea was born on the 30th of May 1929 in Brasov, then part of the Kingdom of Romania. She went on to study French and Italian at the University of Cluj, beginning in 1948, just as Romania was being consolidated under Soviet-style communism. After graduating, she taught French at a secondary school in Zalău, where she married a local lawyer. In 1958, she returned to Cluj and became an assistant professor in the Department of French Language and Literature at Babeș-Bolyai University, a position she would hold until her dismissal in the 1980s. Cornea's political awakening did not occur with a single dramatic event. Rather, it grew over years of witnessing how the regime suppressed independent thought and free expression. One often recounted moment in her early awareness came in the mid-1960s. She observed a friend in Strasbourg, France, openly criticize Charles de Gaulle without fear of police repression. The contrast with her own country's climate of fear left a deep impression on her and marked the beginning of her political engagement. In the early 1980s, she began taking concrete actions that would define her legacy. In 1980, she produced what is known as Samizdat, informal, self-published text circulated outside state channels, starting with a Romanian translation of Ordeal by Labyrinth by Mircea Eliade. Over the next few years, she produced additional Samizdat translations and writings, distributing them privately as acts of resistance. But what made Doina Cornea widely known and dangerous to the regime were the letters she sent to Radio Free Europe, beginning in 1982. In these letters, she described the realities of life in communist Romania. Censorship, repression, the erosion of moral and cultural life, the systemic fear that enveloped Romanian society. She signed these letters with her own name, even though her intention was initially to remain anonymous. Radio Free Europe ended up publishing her identified name, which intensified the regime's scrutiny of her. Cornea's activism did not go unnoticed by the Romanian secret police, the Securitate. After her first letter aired, she was summoned for questioning, fined, and increasingly monitored. By 1983, she had been dismissed from her university position, officially for teaching forbidden material, but in reality because of her political dissent. Her resistance was not limited to correspondence. In November 1987, following a workers' uprising in Brasov, a rare and significant moment of public revolt against the regime, she and her son Leontiniu has distributed flyers in Cluj in support of the protest movement. This act resulted in both of them being arrested and interrogated by the Securitate. Cornea then faced home arrest and ongoing harassment from the authorities. Despite this, she continued to write and protest, not for fame but from conviction. When the Romanian Revolution broke in December 1989, Doina Cornea was already a known dissident within certain circles. In the early days of the uprising, protesters in Cluj and elsewhere chanted her name, recognizing her as someone who had spoken truth to power long before the fall of dictator Ceausescu. She also took to the streets of Cluj-Napoca during the protests, despite ongoing threats and the presence of armed forces. Accounts from those days describe her walking among demonstrators and urging calm and solidarity, a significant act in a city where bullets were being fired and fear was rampant. Unlike some narratives that frame revolutions as moments when the oppressed suddenly rise up in unity, Corna's presence in December 1989 shows that rebellion was not spontaneous everywhere. It was built on years of critique, doubt, hope, and individual acts of courage. After the fall of the regime, Doina Corna was invited to participate in the National Salvation Front, the initial governing body formed in the immediate aftermath of the revolution. However, she resigned on the 23rd of January 1990 in protest when the front decided to transform itself into a political party, a decision she saw as incompatible with democratic principles. Over the following years, she continued her civic engagement as a founder or co-founder of several important organizations in post-communist Romania. The Group for Social Dialogue, the Anti-Totalitarian Democratic Forum of Romania, which later helped form the Romanian Democratic Convention, a coalition that would bring Emil Constantinescu to the presidency in 1996, the Civic Alliance and the Cultural Memoria Foundation. These efforts show how her activism did not end with a regime change. She remained committed to pluralism, human rights, and democratic accountability, even when the political landscape was complex and sometimes disappointing. Corna's work received recognition both in Romania and abroad. She was a recipient of the Thorolf Rafto Prize for Human Rights in 1989, awarded while she was still under house arrest, marking her as an international dissident voice. In later years, she received other distinctions, including the French National Order of the Legion of Honor, being promoted to commander in 2009, the Order of the Star of Romania, the Order of the Holy Sepulchre, and honors from the Romanian Royal House and the Hungarian government. These recognitions were not honorary in the abstract sense. They reflected Corna's sustained engagement with questions of freedom, moral responsibility, and civic culture, not just in opposition to dictatorship, but in the work of building a democratic society. She passed away on the 3rd of May 2018 in Cluj-Napoca at the age of 88. She was buried in Hajongaz Cemetery in Cluj, leaving behind a reputation as one of Romania's most steadfast critics of both authoritarianism and post-revolutionary complacency. More recent efforts to commemorate her life include the creation of the Doina Corna Foundation and the renaming of streets to honor her legacy. These efforts continue the project of remembering dissent not as relic, but as a living conversation about civil courage and responsibility. That was the story of Doina Corna, a story that resists simplistic framing. She was not a celebrity revolutionary figure. She did not lead crowds with slogans or scores of followers. She represents a particular kind of changemaker, one whose consistency, intellectual courage, and willingness to act on principle gradually shifted the moral context of a society. Her dissent was documented, deliberate, and public, carried on through letters, translations, Samizdat texts, and civic organizations. She understood that a free society requires more than the removal of a dictator. It requires continuous engagement with questions of rights, pluralism, and the role of citizens in shaping public life. I'm Mihaela Ignatescu. Thank you for listening.